Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast. I'm Jamie Lee Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quit lit authors, and sober heroes. Hi, this is Jenny Lee Grace, and welcome to a bonus episode of the podcast. Quite often get messages from people who say, oh, I really love listening to the podcast and I can't wait for Friday to come around. So this week, as a one-off, here's a little bonus episode. And the reason is really because I wanted to give you details of an event that I'm doing, and I've only just got the info in, so I wasn't able to share it with you next week. And also because we've got a new, another special guest, added for our Self-Care for the Sober Curious event. And so I thought, well, it'd be really nice to kind of promote that for people who can come to that event in London. But I'm well aware that not everyone can. but for those who can, I thought it'd be nice to give it a mention. And in any case, just great to be able to interview our special guest. So I'll tell you who that is in just a sec. But first off, the event that I mentioned to you that I was going to be doing is Wednesday the 26th. This is the new event that's just been added in to the calendar, and it's Wednesday 26th of June. It's a private members club called the Arboretum, just off Charing Cross Road in London, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the venue. Apparently it's gorgeous with a flower wall and all, so I like the sound of that. And it's all arranged by a real inspirational guy called Chris, who runs what he calls Wonderment Wednesdays. This all comes under the banner of Wonderment. It's all about wellness. And so the Wonderment Wednesday in question is the 26th of June, and we're calling the event Sobriety Rocks, Who Knew?, which is also the title of my TEDx talk, which is happening in July. So I might actually give the TEDx talk a little run through, see how it goes. Whoever gets to come will get to see that for the first time. So what we're doing is we're having a whole evening aimed again at anyone, absolutely anyone. You can be drinking, not drinking, sober curious. We're just going to talk really from a motivational point of view about the some of the amazing benefits and some of the positive aspects of ditching the booze, but also, you know, being very realistic. And because, you know, we know that for a lot of people, you know, it's the social side of things that can prove so difficult. And because of that, we're going to do a whole section of the evening on how you navigate social situations, dating, parties, how you deal with friends and their opinions. You know, we know that alcohol is the only drug you have to justify not taking. So we're going to get some different people's take on that. So I've invited Millie from Sober Girl Society and Scott from The Boy Who Drank Too Much to be my special guests on that evening. So we'll have all ages represented, because obviously I'm older than they are and I'm not in the dating scene anymore. So it'd be great to have a mix, if you like, of you know, of kind of opinions and views and different values. And so I think it's going to be a great evening, and please check it out. It's Wonderment Wednesdays. And you can find the Eventbrite link if you look on my Facebook at Jane Lee Grace, or if you go to the _ Wonderment on Instagram, you can find it there. It'd be great to see you. There is a ticket price for this one. I think it's £15 to £20. I'm not sure, because it's cheaper if you're a member. And it would just be great to see some of you there. So I just wanted to give you details of that. And then obviously much sooner, in a very short space of time, we'll be on Monday, 17th of June. And that's the next Self-Care for the Sober Curious. And the hugely exciting news is that now, along with Joe DeRosa from Quantum Sobriety, who is all about meditation and yoga and mindfulness, we've now added another special guest, and that's Neil Greenwood from Morning Gloryville. So the theme, if you like, fits together brilliantly. We're going to take a very realistic look at how we introduce this stuff into our lives. So I got the opportunity to interview Neil. So I thought, you know, why wait? I'll just shove you a bonus episode and let you hear this interview now. Some of you may already be aware of Morning Gloryville, because they're a massive global brand. They hold, they pop up at festivals, they host their own events. It's a dance party, basically. It's a sober rave. It's such fun. I mean, I think I went to my first Morning Gloryville when I was, I was 100 days. I was 100 days sober. I was so pleased with myself that it happened to fall on the same day. And there I am at like 7 o'clock in the morning in this nightclub. In London, I dragged a friend along who doesn't particularly care about any of this sober stuff, but she still loved it. And we did, you know, yoga, and we had our faces painted, and we were rocking the dance floor, and we had some amazing raw cacao chocolate. And it was all just, it was just fun is what it was. And I think, you know, I had lost track of having fun. And so it really does put the fun back into your life. It's a real vibe. So anyway, I thought, why not let Neil, who now is kind of main man of Morning Gloryville, tell you all about their amazing work. He's got some fascinating stuff to talk about. He's the first guest I've had really in this kind of capacity, where we haven't really done a lot on the podcast where we look at spirituality, but it's without doubt, it's something that people very often start to look at once they ditch the booze. You know, they suddenly find that they do have a little bit of time to think about looking within, and to think about mindfulness and meditation and yoga and all of this stuff, which, you know, quite frankly, while you're boozing, it can all just feel a bit hippy dippy and you can't be asked. But once the scales come off and you start to realize, okay, there were reasons why I was drinking. There were reasons why I was numbing everything out. And maybe I do actually need to get back in touch with what's really going on. And, you know, one of the best ways of doing that is to actually move your body and, you know, just get involved in some high energy stuff, high vibrational stuff. And that's something Neil talks about a lot. So without further ado, enjoy your bonus podcast interview with Neil Greenwood.
So my guest is Neil Greenwood from Morning Gloryville. Going to tell us all about Morning Gloryville. It's so exciting the way that is evolving. Neil, thank you so much for being our guest. And let's find out a little bit more about you from anyone who doesn't know your story.
Perfect. I've been Morning Gloryville for about 4 or 5 years now. I actually used to be like a recruiter. I worked 12 years and like 10-hour days, always on the phone, always stuck in office or out getting like drinking and dancing, like very, very typical sort of commercial thing. And then it just all changed. Like that kind of like broke me down. And I was like, this is just, I'm in a box all day long. I need some more sort of like light. I need some more creativity in my life. I moved to Australia and that really slowed me down. And I just like kind of like really connected with like the world and being outdoors. And I had a lot more time in my life. I realized that like making money wasn't important. It wasn't really driving me. And I found dance classes. I found Five Rhythms. Yeah, exactly. So, and then you just started dancing. And some friends took me to Morning Gloryville. I walk in and they're like, people just hug you when you walk in.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, and then I just, on that very first day, they were like, you can be a hugging angel. And I became a hugging angel. And then the next 4 years, I developed into now the magical maestro of the whole thing.
For anyone who's never heard about Morning Gloryville, just explain exactly what it is.
Yeah, so Morning Gloryville is we're the Ravolution. So first and foremost, it's like we've got like three main sort of like DJs. It's like you're on the dance floor and you are just going mental. The music's really uplifting, but it's really powerful as well. But there is elements of light as well. So like every now and again, you'll hear some like James Brown will come on and be like really funky and soulful. And like literally you're just smiling on the dance floor. So it's a sober event. There's like, it's completely sober, but we really work on like having motivational dance. dancers there. We sculpt like different performances. So there's acro yoga, there's like drum masters running around. So we really make sure that you are entertained and like the energy is just kept high so that when you walk in, you're lifted immediately. You get a hug. We really sort of like wake you into the day. You're taken into our little sort of like food court where we've got like high vibrational plant-based medicine. So we're giving out like juices that are like really sort of like just like great to make you feel good about life. And then the tunes are banging. So you're dancing and you're just playing on the floor. But we are really into sort of like wellness and enlightenment and the self journey of sort of like becoming your full self. So we also have workshops running there. We have full on yoga sort of like teachers, like hour long classes to help you sort of like really sort of deeply connect with your inner self. It's I call it an enlightenment chamber.
Yeah, so I love it.
There is a dance floor and you can play. We even have like a children's activity play area. So children are on our dance floor wearing little ear defenders, and then they're playing with arts and crafts with their parents and everything. So it's literally for everyone just to come and play.
Yeah, and usually these events are held in the morning on account of the name. but you also do other things. You know, you've got yoga classes separately and after show parties and a bunch of other stuff as well, haven't you?
Yeah, so that's a newer branch. I actually took over leading the global operation at the beginning of the year. So before then, we were a little bit more like, look, we're a rave. We go to festivals. We put on gigs. We do performances for corporates. But now we've run our first all day long festival, which was more workshop focused. And Gloryville loves yoga, so we run every week. We run a yoga class for about like 14 to 20 people. And we actually, one of the really newest developments is we're really into channeling energy and Reiki. And at the side of our dance floor, we have Reiki masters who you can go and sit with, and they'll channel good vibes into you.
Great.
And that actually really helps manage the sort of like the high vibes that are on the dance floor anyway. And we're just going to develop our first Reiki school with them.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, to anyone coming to this, you know, sort of listening to this and for the first time and not being quite sure what it is, they might be thinking, ooh, hold on a minute. This all sounds very druggy. You know, this sounds very hippy trippy. But in fact, as you say, it's a completely sober event, which is why it feels so, why the energy is so high and it feels so fantastic. And as you say, families can be there. So tell us about that part of it, that, you know, how important is the sober bit?
The sober bit is absolutely vital. Like there's this thing, like when we there's a lot of people in stressful jobs out there, and you kind of like you have your sort of like your typical Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the weekend's here, let's go and get a drink. Then you go to a dark club and you sit in a corner and you kind of like you have your same conversation. There's music on and you might get drunk and fall onto the dance floor. But you wake up the next day and you're like, you feel terrible and you don't want to leave the house. Like this is just, everyone's in a pattern of just like not really sort of like doing the best for themselves. Mm. Whereas we're like, don't worry about going out Friday night. Wake up early in the morning, come and dance. Like it's a bit crazy because you literally walk in at 9 o'clock and that dance floor is rammed already. Mm. And then you've got 4 hours of like nourishment. But the real interesting thing is like I read an article recently about these medicines that we take. Like people are like, oh, I've got a headache, like I'm gonna go to the doctors, I'm gonna take some aspirin. You know, it's like that's not medicine. Like that's only been around for 100 years. Like Reiki, channeling energy, plant medicine, like really take it, like juices, like really sort of like taking nourishing foods that isn't processed, that's where energy is. So all of our vendors are basically people that have gone through sort of like enlightening journeys where they had either cancer or they had like some horrible disease because of the processed foods that they were eating.
Yeah.
So they learned how to sort of like eat like great drinks. They used like they make these, they channel like energy into the drinks and the food that they make. So the produce is just really vitalizing food and drink as well.
Yeah, you always have great raw cacao, don't you? Raw cacao exactly. Drinks. Fabulous.
Yeah, so we run. Yeah, so we've got like a cacao cafe in there now. It's like a mindfulness station. So we've got it set up. So you come in, you sit down on like the little picnic thing, just have a chat to our like coaches there. We have professional coaches that we call activators that literally go around an event just to talk to you, just to hold you, and just to say, look, you're loved. It's okay. The world's a bit tough. Like, come here and we'll look after you. So it's, yeah, that can sound a bit hippie, but only because really like the world does its best to kind of like make you think that you're alone. And we like do our absolute best to show you that you're not.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the one that I came to, you also had a clothes swap station. So you're really into the sustainability. I mean, that was just great. You know, eco chic. I brought stuff I can, you know, didn't wear anymore and came away with some sparkly. I think I came away with some amazing sparkly shorts.
Really?
So thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of our people, like we have these like, no plastic fairies that come along that get people to sign petitions that we can eradicate plastic. Like, we're really here to like help to save the world. Like, we were the full 2 weeks that Extinction Rebellion were on, we were on the front lines, like organizing dances, like talking to the government, like really trying to share our beliefs. Like, we are about sustainability. Like, that's another reason why we're all into eating plants and raw food, because it's like, we're not just vegan because it like saved the world. We want goodness to be spread throughout.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about your own path to all of this then, Neil. Did you decide to get sober, or did you never drink? How did you get into well-being stuff generally?
Yeah, I think it was about that time when I was in Australia and like everything just kind of collapsed in me. Like, I used to be very successful in recruitment, then that just stopped really happening, and I just got upset with the world. I was like, this seems really wrong. Like, why is everyone fighting so hard to make money? And like, I look, and then just everything just seems to be wrong. So I started reading some books. I was like, look, if recruitment's not going to be my thing, do I have to join a charity? Like, what are there other communities that care? Like, what do I do? I actually went to the Burning Man Festival in America.
Great.
And I just saw people like, you know, they're like co-creatively coming together. Artists were like creating these amazing things. And I was like, that's it. Like, we've got to really just like stand up and believe in. But I was reading about like psychology, philosophy, physics. I really wanted to understand energy and like the management of the cosmos. And I actually am now like a spiritual healer. And I learned how to lucid dream and astral project and interact with like the subconscious and self-heal. Wow. And so like in your dream therapy is a process of communicating with your higher self, like coming to terms with like the trauma that's within your own body, and you can like bring peace to it so that you can enhance your energetic potential. And along that path, like my dreams were talking to me and they were like, you should be vegan now, you should stop drinking alcohol now. And that's why.
Wow. Had you actually been drinking a reasonable amount, or were you never really a drinker?
Oh no, I was a big drinker.
Oh, were you?
I was a party boy. It's recruitment, you know, like you're taking clients out for drinks. It's kind of the thing. And then like, yeah, Wednesday through to Sunday, I'd be out partying.
Sure. And so what was the path to stopping all of this then? Were you able to just, you know, with the drinking, for example, you were able to just stop? Was it difficult for you? Were there any kind of tools or whatever that you kind of used to help you through that time?
It's a long journey would be my advice there. It took me a long time, because there's always like, I mean, I still very fondly remember the taste of drinking red wine and cheese. Like, I still, it's not as if I feel like, but I've just come to realize that wine, that beer, that vodka is a poison. Like, it literally, it attacks my body, mind, spirit.
Yeah.
So my body, it basically takes on toxics. I am now highly psychic because of my abilities within the dream world, but alcohol diminished that power. And this is kind of like what I say to every human. It's like, or every person I meet, it's like, we have so much more potential within ourselves. Like, you've got monks that can sit on the side of a mountain and they can manage their breath so that they can go into a freezing cold ice bath and they can not feel that pain. You know, they can switch a brick over their head. Like, this is not something that just special people can do. Everyone can do that. And the society that we've been living in basically went out of its way to prove, to show you that wasn't the case. Like, it just like feeds you information about like food, buy more clothes and whatever, because you feel bad. It's like, okay, well, how about we start spreading some positive messages about what people can do, rather than keep them in a cycle and a system that kind of like brings them down.
Yeah, absolutely. So to anybody who, you know, quite a lot of people who listen to this might be thinking, wow, I really want to get started and I really do want to ditch the booze. What would be your kind of top recommendations for them?
I mean, so the path is really about people coming to learn their own self, like their own creative and their own sort of like the things that bring them joy. This is the thing that I really found. It's like when you're doing something and you start laughing, or when you're with someone and you're ecstatic, like that's what you need to focus on. Because also taking alcohol is kind of like a way to kind of suppress the fact that you're not really fully operating at your full potential. I happen to be a very active person, so I love being outside, I love going for runs, I love climbing mountains, I love reading books, you know. And I would say to everyone, like, when you like go and find something, like it might be dancing. If it's dancing, then you need to find an ecstatic dance group immediately. You need to go and find Five Rhythms, and obviously you need to come to Morning Gloryville. But if it's singing, then go and find a choir. If it's music, and like become your own DJ or learn an instrument. Like, it's when you start doing practices that just make your soul sing as such, you'll start feeling a euphoria that you think that you get from alcohol because it's just the way that you've done it before, but it's not really it.
So that's true.
Kind of the path I would suggest.
It's so true. I remember thinking, you know, I think I read this phrase somewhere, I don't know who said it, but alcohol steals your joy. It really does. You know, when you're really in that stage of, you know, you're drinking too much and you just can't get out of that spiral, it's really hard to find the joy in anything. It's really hard to find the energy, but it's and yet the amount of energy we put into drinking is incredible, actually, buying it, thinking about it, how we're going to get home, you know, it goes on and on. But actually it does, it steals your joy. So you're so right. Actually focus on what it is that kind of makes your heart sing, I guess.
Totally. Yeah. And it's and like the thing is, like, everyone needs to be aware that this is a long and tough process. So it's like, it's not as if you just switch and then you're good. It's like, it takes time. I mean, for me myself, like I was a party boy, all my friends love to party. And then suddenly I'm having these dreams and I'm telling people I want to be vegan. So I start telling my friends about it and they weren't ready for that. So they start attacking me. It's very much like the Matrix. You know, you wake up as Neo and you're like, okay, well, there's another way to live life. And then everyone you talk to about sort of like being a vegan or dancing to save the world is like becomes an agent, and they're like, they take you down. So you got to be very careful with like who your friends are. Like, just because you've been friends with someone for 15 years.
Yeah.
If when you spend time with them, if you're just doing the same thing, you're drinking, you're talking about what's wrong in the world or whatever, then you're not really getting that joy. Like, be prepared to make tough choices, meet new people, and just surround yourself with people and environments that make you happy. Like, and then every time you're with someone who doesn't really make you happy, like, kind of like just start to minimize that in your life, because it's like, what's the point of living this life if you're not gonna be with people that lift you up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big thing for people, isn't it, how they're gonna handle their friendships and how they're gonna, you know, handle social situations. And of course, for so many people, when they first decide to ditch the booze, that the initial thought is, oh, well, you know, sober is an anagram of bores. I'll never be able to go out again. I'll never be able to have fun, you know. And often that is just simply a case of choose a different way, you know, find a different set of friends, get connected, you know, in a different way. And I guess that's where Morning Gloryville comes in, which is, you know, because you're helping people find their tribe, I suppose.
Absolutely. But remember, like, Five Rhythms, which is an ecstatic dance class, is on there 2 hours dancing. Like, there's one of these every single night in London. Yeah. I've started my own ecstatic dance, which is a little bit separate as well. But like, these things are popping up everywhere. Like, they're like, if you go on to Eventbrite, there's a cacao ceremony here, there's a men's circle there, there's a woman moon ritual here and there. It's like, these things look a little bit like witchy, a little bit like they're a little bit different, whatever. It's like, just give something a try, because most of the time you go to these, they're like ceremonies where the first thing you're going to get is like someone that hugs you and just says, hey, like, you're feeling it's tough, we're feeling it's tough, we're just trying to come together to like try and figure out how we can do things better. Yeah. Like, it's as if people just think like, oh, there's some hippie happy fairies over there, and they just think the world's just sparkling with sunshine. I mean, it is actually, but At the same time, it's like we are, I would call us like spiritual warriors, rainbow warriors, who are literally going out of our way to sort of like bring that sunshine, as well as like just accepting that like within pain and suffering, within the darkness, like there's a lot of greatness as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously people will be listening to this at different times, but for anyone who does listen to it kind of straight away, let's just flag up what we've got going on. So I'm really pleased that you're going to be part of our Self-Care for the Sober Curious event. That's on Monday the 17th. So at Monday 17th, yeah. I'm getting confused myself, at the Jago in London. So that's going to be brilliant to see you there. And then the next main Morning Gloryville is July 29th, is that right?
June 29th.
Oh, sorry, I meant June, yeah. June, I don't know where my dates are. So just tell us what's going to be happening at that one.
Yeah, so June 29th, it's a Saturday morning from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. And we're at our home venue, which is the Steelyard, just south of Bank, so just near to Cannon Street. So it's a proper nightclub. You've got like a huge dance floor. You've got the most amazing DJ set up. And our DJs are like Ant Lothar and Josh Roberts, who's got like a drum set. And we're just going to be dancing. Like, we've got some drum performances coming on. There's yoga. There's the wellness suite. There's the children's activity play area. But yeah, June 29th.
Excellent.
And then the 6th and the 13th of July, we're supporting a massive Greenwich festival called Turning Tides.
Great.
They've got a campaign to make London creative again. They're a multi-billion pound construction project, and they called Morning Gloryville to like lead the charge with the festival, because they were like, you're all about wellness and creativity, so come on down and throw us a party.
Excellent. That sounds brilliant. So where can people find out more about Morning Gloryville and all of these different events?
So obviously going to Morning Gloryville website is a good place. We're redesigning that at the moment to incorporate our wider sort of wellness reach. But really, Instagram and Facebook is where we're constantly posting about different events that we're running, really.
Yeah. Well, Neil, it's fantastic to talk to you, and just well done in all this amazing work that you're doing. It's so inspiring, and really looking forward to coming to the next event and seeing you at our event, Self-Care for the Sober Curious. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll be there on the 17th, and very, very happy to have you with us on the 29th.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Janie. Take care.
So I really hope you can make Monday 17th of June at the Jago in London, Self-Care for the Sober Curious. It's hosted by the charity My Yard, as you know. And as I've already said, Joe DeRosa from Quantum Sobriety and Neil Greenwood from Morning Gloryville are going to be our guests. If you are thinking about coming but you're a bit nervous, please don't be nervous. Just let us know. Drop us a text. Drop us a an email, a message. Say, okay, I'm coming on my own, and we'll absolutely make sure that there's someone to ask. Welcome you. But it is very low key, very informal, very friendly. And we've got vegan nibbles. We've got a few taster treatments happening actually before the main event. So if you are able to come early, about 6 o'clock, you might want to come and experience a bit of Reiki and sound healing. I think we've got some kind of one-to-one yoga, which is great for back pain, apparently. The charity have sorted all this out. So if you're able to come early, that'd be great. And the main event starts about 7. You do need to reserve your tickets. And you can go to Eventbrite and type in My Yard, or you can type Self-Care for the Sober Curious, or you can just check out the show notes on this bonus episode. At Janie Lee Grace is where you can find me on social. The email address is janie@janieleegrace.com. Don't forget, if you want to send me your email, we'll add you to the list so you get our little PDFs and various updates as to what we're doing. But we promise we won't bombard you with emails, because nobody wants that, right? Have a fantastic few days, and the next podcast will be scheduled as usual on Friday. See you then.
Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast with Janie Lee Grace. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, rate us, share on social media, and tune in again.